Genesis chapter 22. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about." Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. "Do not lay a hand on the boy. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." In Jesus' name, beloved of God. Years ago, we're told, there lived in Scotland a Christian widow. Left with several dependent bairns, she had to practice the strictest economy in order to feed and clothe her little household. Yet her heart continued to trust in the Lord, and by word and deed she taught this lesson to her children. And yet there came a day when the purse was flat and the cupboard was bare. In the meal barrel there was only a handful of flour left. She went to satisfy the craving of her little ones without knowing where the next meal would come from. As she bent over the barrel, scraping up the last of the flour, her heart gave way for a moment, and her tears began to fall. She felt like one utterly forsaken. Hearing her sobs, her little boy Robbie drew near to comfort. Plucking at her dress till he attracted her attention, he looked up into her face with wonder and asked, in the dialect of that region, "Mither, what are ye greeting aboot, weeping about? Dinna God hear ye scraping at the bottom of the barrel, mither?" In an instant, she remembered God's promises, and her faith was built up again. God did hear, and when the last of what she had was gone, help was provided from a most unexpected source. Now Abraham was rich, but he was brought to poverty on Mount Moriah, giving up his most precious treasure to learn again this truth: Jehovah sees, Jehovah provides, Yehovah Yireh. Fear, love, and trust in God all come from knowing that the Lord provides. He provides the test, and he provides the answers. A test? Did someone say a test? Who needs a test? Well, even the father of believers needed a way to show his confidence in God. But more than that, he needed a way of increasing his confidence in God. For this was the Abraham who had once deceived Pharaoh about Sarah being his wife, thinking he had to protect himself in this way. Having learned his lesson, then some years later, he did the same thing again to Abimelech, king of Gerar. Yes, he believed God's promise that God would give him a son, and through that son, the Savior. But as time went by, he and Sarah wondered if God really meant just what he had said. So Abraham had a son by Sarah's handmaid, and God said, "No, Ishmael is not the one. I will do what I said and give you a son." This one they named Isaac. He was to be their only heir, born late in their lives. And now God brought Abraham to a test to strain him to the limits. "Take now your son, your only son, whom you love, and offer him to me as a sacrifice." What a tough test. There are people who stay home from church when relatives are visiting because they can't explain to them that they can't commune. God turns it around and wants Abraham to give up his relative for him. Sometimes God's word seems to lead into a box with no way out. How could God make of Abraham a great nation if he did this? This sounds more like a temptation from the devil to be resisted, doesn't it? But God made it clear to Abraham where this test came from. It was not a test from Satan, who hoped Abraham would fail, but from God to strengthen him. Did God want human sacrifice then, like the heathen? No. That becomes very clear when he stops Abraham from carrying out the sacrifice which he had already made in his heart. Of course, in our day, some children are still sacrificed to other gods, aren't they? To their parents' dreams and desires and cravings, and often pushed aside if they get in the way. How many children have to pay the price for their parents finding themselves? How many of our friends have to pay a similar price for us? But with God's test of Abraham, the answer was not in harming Isaac, but in a word of blessing. God not only provides the test, the hardship that we need, but he also provides the right answer. To Abraham, enough. I see that you have followed my word. Perhaps Abraham heard a noise. He looks around, and a ram is caught in a thicket. God's answer came once again from a most unexpected source, and the worship of Abraham that day became a beautiful picture of the answer that God gave for all of us. By the sacrifice of God's own Son, our substitute, we now face life instead of death, blessing instead of cursing, health beyond the grave. The resurrection that comes with the forgiveness of all our sins. It was really this assurance that kept Abraham going on that long journey to give up his dearest treasure to God. Hebrews tells us that Abraham trusted that God could even raise the dead if that's what it took to keep his promise. This is also the promise that sustains us through trial and testing. He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And he called the place Yehovah Yireh. Jehovah sees, Jehovah provides. He hears the scraping of the barrel, even when we do not. Amen. Now keep us, Holy Savior, in your true love and fear, and grant us by your favor the grace to persevere till in your new creation, our earthly troubles o'er, heirs of your free salvation, we praise you evermore. Amen.